Over 20 years ago, when I first started studying voiceover craftsmanship, I had weekly sessions with my coach, Wendy Dillon, who taught in her apartment at 55th Street and 8th Avenue. I was a big mouth know-it-all in those days, still am, but Wendy didn't take any crap from me. She was in my face all the time with comments like, "Will you forget that you're a college graduate and just talk to me?" Or, "Will you please lower your IQ by 50 points and just talk like a regular person?" She hurt my feelings sometimes, but I was determined to thrive in this new line of work. We finally reached a point in my training where we worked on narrating medical or pharmaceutical videos, often slideshows, with doctors as the audience. The more sophisticated among us call them physician-targeted projects. I had difficulty adopting the proper medical narrator attitude. I read with excessive energy and enthusiasm. You can't stop a cat from meowing, and you can't stop Sklar from selling. It was in my DNA. Wendy would lecture me. I'll always remember her words. With a medical narration, you are not the star of the show. The visuals, the video is the star. The doctors in the audience aren't even listening to you. They are more interested in what they're seeing on the screen. They know what they're looking at and often do not need to hear your explanations. You are like a pianist at a cocktail party. No one's really listening. You are just background music. How's that for an ego deflator? I wanted to be the star, the center of attention. But after thinking about it for 24 hours, I accepted her insights. The pain dissipated. I worked at assuming the proper attitude. No energy, no selling, no smiles or warmth. If a narrator starts selling, the doctors will probably scoot out the back door. You are acting a character. It's a clinical read. Just facts, facts, facts. With an attitude approaching boredom, it's almost as if the narrator is looking out the window as he speaks, rambling on with zero emotion, just rattling off each statement of fact. Here, try some of these statements. Safety and effectiveness of the product have been established in patients 3 years and older. Allergic or anaphylactoid reactions to the active or inactive components of the product can occur. In clinical studies, the most common local reactions were erythema, 71%, blanching, 12%, and edema, 12%. Product is not for home use by patient. Practicing the above samples brings up another point. Medicalese is a foreign language, and the listeners must believe that you speak it fluently. Practice, practice, practice the multisyllabic and or occasional Latin words so that they flow trippingly off your tongue. I have two medical dictionaries on the shelf, Merriam-Webster's Medical Desk Dictionary and Tabor's Cyclopedic Medical Dictionary. I use them all the time. Even better pronunciation resources are two websites, Merriam-Webster Online, www.merriam-webster.com, Merck Manual Pronunciation, www.merckmanuals.com/home/resources/pronunciations/index. On these sites, actors pronounce the word for you. It's a terrific resource for voiceover folks. The pharmaceutical industry never heard of a recession. With growing populations, manufacturers keep increasing sales, and the industry keeps cranking out projects that require a voice. Their websites often require narration. Of course, you'll have to offer producers a VO demo, which shows your stuff. Keep practicing until you lock in the clinical sound of a bored doctor. Go to other voice actors' websites and listen to their medical demos. And steal, steal, steal all the good ideas you can. They say Will Shakespeare was the greatest thief in the history of English literature.